This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It's going to be an us's kind of thing, you know. The elites is what got us into this mess, so it's going to be grassroots level. And it's about we the people. Life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness. You know, that's up to us. It's a God-given right, but if we don't exercise that right, then there's plenty of people there that are willing to take it over for us and tell us what we should drink and what bathrooms we should use and on. It's just endless because of this government of everything that continues to raise its head, and nobody's saying enough is enough. And, you know, Scott, what is it going to take, you know, for the people to finally speak up and say this is ridiculous, you know?
Well, apparently we're only capable as a society to pay taxes. Other than that, we're incapable of anything for ourselves.
Yeah, we can't choose the bathroom. Well, what have we been doing? I mean, has there been this outbreak of, stuff not getting to the bathroom appropriately? I mean, is this why we got all this confusion? You know, this is crazy.
Well, is there somebody that's walking into bathrooms with people and double checking that they're the correct sex? The thing is, I rarely agree with Bill Maher, but on this issue, I do. If you look like a man, use the men's bathroom. If you look like a woman, use the woman's bathroom. And if you are a guy with a beard and a dress, hold it until you get home.
Exactly. Or you better make sure you have a bodyguard or somebody say, hey, wait a minute, not right now, we're cleaning the bathroom or something, and let you have your own privacy. But, you know, what this is opening up is the things that are being reported, whether it's at Target stores or other locations where you've got perverts that are going into these bathrooms. And I can imagine we're going to have some trouble here. I mean, like one young girl out of Target, I mean, she goes to her mom and dad, and I got to think if the dad, saw this going in. I know there's a lot of dads out there that would put a serious hurt on somebody if, they just found out that, hey, that guy was just peeping over the walls. I mean, we're opening the gate to this kind of behavior, and it's being endorsed and promoted in a sense, you know, by our own government, Scott. I mean, this is crazy.
Well, your issue there is that you're getting it to where they're trying to take a law to prevent something, but all it's doing is it's having the opposite effect. Mm-hmm. I mean, because look, I don't think there's a problem with people going into bathrooms right now. And I haven't seen it happen around me. I don't think it's a big enough issue to where people aren't using the correct bathroom.
6 months ago, was it a problem?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't.
And here we are. I mean, we're opening the doors to all kinds of issues. And as you're suggesting here, what our lovely government would call unintended consequences. But unintended as they may be, who's paying the price for those? Somebody's young daughter, somebody's young son is going to pay the price. Somebody's wife, for what?
Yeah, that's a great question. And it's not a... I'm guessing if you talk to your average transgender person or whatever, they've never had an issue with it because mm-hmm. I look like a woman, therefore I'm going to go in the women's bathroom. I'm not looking at anybody. Nobody's looking over at me.
Right.
Everything's good. I go to the bathroom, then I leave.
Right.
Whereas, now you're going to get it to where you are going to get the perverts that go in because, I feel like a woman. And
what are we going to have now? Are we going to have urinals now retrofitted in women's restrooms? You know, in order to accommodate, because somehow I just feel like I can't be myself if I have to go behind a closed door and be in a booth.
This might be a very simple take on it, but if you're using a urinal, you shouldn't be in the women's bathroom.
Well, you think.
I'll throw it out there.
Well, yeah, but, you know, you're being reasonable again, and this thing is very unreasonable, in my humble opinion. I know we were going to talk about Marco Rubio, and we're going to save it for the next hour. Just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour right now, America. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. We've got more coming up right after this.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. As always, good to have you along with us. Bernie Williams is with us right now. Bernie, good morning. Good to have you with us. How you doing, sir?
I am doing great. Thank you for having me on the show.
Hey, great to have you here. A lot has happened for you since you retired from the Yankees, and shortly thereafter, of course, your jersey, deservedly so, number 51, and you go from center field to center stage, huh?
Yes, I am currently finishing my bachelor's degree on jazz performance at Manhattan School of Music in New York, and I am ready to launch my career as a struggling jazz artist.
You struggling, that's kind of hard to put that together, but you were trained, classically trained guitarist, and a lot of people didn't know this about you, this kind of wiring that you had inside of you. We saw you hit home runs and win games and do all this, and little did we know that behind Bernie Williams was this trained guitarist.
Well, yeah, the training part came from my high school years. I was very fortunate to be part of this performing arts high school in Puerto Rico where I grew up, mm-hmm. called the Escuela Libre de Música. I spent 4 years there, and it was kind of like a preparatory school, to go into a conservatory, and that's where mm-hmm. I learned most of my guitar, sort of skills and an introduction to like music theory and all that stuff before I, but at the same time I was playing baseball with, like little leagues and things like that. Mm-hmm. So after I finished my high school education, I had this great opportunity to play with the Yankees in the minor league system, and I guess the rest is history after that.
Yeah, you had to put music aside and from a guitar to a baseball bat, and there it is. What a legendary career. Bernie, I want to talk to you about Sheraton Hotels and Resorts is launching a new original content series with a spotlight on the infamous rivalry between New York City and Boston. Tell us about that, if you would.
Yeah, Sheraton is launching this great video series, the Rival Town Rundowns, and which I am a part of. I think the first video is launching today, and we talk about basically my experience in all these rival towns that I went to, playing with the Yankees, and my experience, I talk about the locations that I used to go and all these places that I used to go after the games, to enjoy, the city, especially Boston, places like, Boston Commons, that I was into, obviously going into music, Berklee School of Music and Newbery Comics, a music store, that bodega, the Sail Loft Cafe, Bill's Bar, obviously Fenway Park, all these great places to kind of enjoy, while you're in the city of Boston, which is probably the greatest rivalry in baseball, besides the Cubs and St. Louis.
Exactly, right.
American League is Boston and New York, obviously, and he's basically just giving the fans a unique perspective on, you know, travel tips, where to go, what to do, you know, all these things that I was able to experience firsthand as I was traveling through all these cities and, you know, basically just working as a professional athlete. So I have some good tips there.
Yeah, well, that's great. Well, Bernie, I like the idea that Sheridan has joined up to do this because more and more baseball fans, my brother included, I mean, he's been on a journey since he's been retired. If it's not the internet and emails that he sends to me in a plethora, it's planning to visit all these different baseball fields. So this is right in his wheelhouse. And I think it's also one of those bucket list adventures that most baseball fans have, is that they'd like to be able to visit, you know, different, different venues. And not only the venues, but what you're giving him here is some added insight and bonus, and that's into the individual communities that you're visiting as well.
Yeah, you know, you visit a city for so many times, you know, during the course of your career, you get an opportunity to experience the culture. And the cool thing about the Sheraton hotels is, like, you know, you get now with MLB, you get to access MLB TV, and you can actually see all your, you know, your local teams, you know, in a national sort of way, wherever you are in the States. So it's a great thing that you're able to experience playing. If you're working somewhere and you're following a team that is not in the city that you're working, you know, you can definitely access, you know, that information in the hotel. So it's one of those great perks that the hotel has right now.
Right. Well, Rivaltown Rundowns is going to be hosted by Jessica Mendoza and feature past and present Major League Baseball stars such as Bernie Williams, Billy Butler, Matt Carpenter, Brandon Belt. Bernie's going to launch the content series that launches, as he said, today with his perspective on the infamous and storied New York City and Boston rivalry, giving the rundown on his favorite to-dos when visiting Beantown. And then on top of that, we got a little bit of a bonus that Sheridan has added to the whole project, and that is their announcing the Rivaltown Rundowns contest, where fans can submit their story on why they deserve to win the trip of a lifetime to see five of the hottest rivalry games in Major League Baseball this year. That's going to be a lot of fun, Bernie.
That's going to be great fun, especially for the people that, you know, following the teams and following baseball with great fans of the game, you know, have an opportunity to go to all these great cities and experience not only the games but the cities themselves, and with all, you know, obviously great quality in the accommodations, you know, obviously provided by Sheraton, and it's just a win-win situation for everybody involved. So it's, I think it's a great thing.
Well, Bernie, for you, a kid that, you know, you're off to music school, you think, hey, you got the guitarra, everything's going to be good here, and you pick up a baseball bat, the Yankees sign you, go, okay, well, I'll take this journey. 16 years Major League Baseball career, all spent with the Yankees, a center fielder, a member of the four World Series championship teams, also won the Silver Slugger Award, American League Championship Series, most valuable player. What do you think, you know, for the kind of travel that goes on during baseball season, you know, the number of games, 164 games a season, and there's a lot of towns that you're in, you know, for you, quite an adventure, you know, considering from where you came from, Bernie, and what did you enjoy most about the travel?
Oh, wow, that's a really great question. I think, you know, for in my personal experience, I never in my wildest dreams would have pictured a situation like that for me. You know, I came from a really small town in Puerto Rico. Do what to do, you know, was being involved in sports and in music and the arts. You know, my mom was an educator for a number of years, and she really stressed on the power of education for me and my brother, and, you know, the fact that I had an opportunity to play professional sports for a long time and having an opportunity to travel, see different places, and experiencing all these great things, I consider myself very blessed, and obviously to be able to associate myself, you know, with this great company. And, you know, obviously having this opportunity to launch this,
Rival Town Rundowns. Yes, exactly.
Rival Town Rundowns, and having an opportunity to say my, you know, to tell my story, and to have some great information to give to all these great people that are going to travel through all these cities, and have an opportunity to give them some of my perspective.
Well, Bernie, we're out of town. I'm sorry. I hate to cut you off. I just remind everybody, Sheraton is the official hotel of Major League Baseball, the one, the only Bernie Williams. Check it out. Rival Town Rundowns. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is, the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
From Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida, Bill Martinez live.
Hey, welcome back, America. Coming at you in over 270 markets across these United States and also in You know, thanks to our affiliate out of Nashville, Tennessee, that would be our shortwave affiliate, WWCR. We're around the world, you know, spreading the good news to do everything we can to give you the truth, get this country back on track, because given the option, you know, you want to make your choices based on the truth, the facts as best you know how, not necessarily on opinion, certainly. We find empirically that when we make solid decisions based on the truth and facts, we win. We win more often than lose, and why not put the odds in our favor? Big question for you right now. How would you like to spend less time and make more money? Who wouldn't, right? Well, we're going to be talking with one of the authors of The 30-Minute Millionaire, The Smart Way to Achieving Financial Freedom. He is with us right now, Peter Tanis, author of Investment Gurus. Peter, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Fine, Bill. It's a great pleasure to be on with you.
Hey, great to have you on. As your jacket says, investing experts, best-selling authors, Peter Tanis, Jeff Cox, return with The 30-Minute Millionaire. It's a step by-step guide to achieving financial success. Whether you're new at investing or already preparing for retirement, the authors provide practical advice with specific examples, giving you the tools and knowledge you need on your path to becoming financially secure. That was your motivation in putting this together, is that you wanted to give people, you know, some smart ideas, proven ideas that have worked. I've often said, Peter, that if you want to be successful, why don't you just follow their lead and do what successful people do?
Yeah, well, we've been through, you know, all the rough spots. I've been doing this for many decades, and I've made all the mistakes that I can help people avoid. And one of the biggest ones, Bill, is that in this era that we live in, we are inundated with just too much information, and it becomes an overload on us. So our thesis is that if you're willing to spend 30 minutes a week on your investment portfolio, that's all the time you should spend. And we'll show you how to become a millionaire over time. It's not secret formulas or anything else except a very easy to follow, disciplined approach to investing.
Well, Peter, some people would say, well, that's fine and well, but at this, you know, time where America's economy has been languishing, you know, things have been very difficult. Give them some hope and perspective why they need to get in the game sooner and not later.
Sure, absolutely. Like, the way most wealth is created in this country is through the stock market. The stock market has a 100-year record of 9% a year growth on average. Now, the problem with that statement is the words on average, because through history, we've had decades when the market has gone up 16% a year, and we've had decades, including a very recent one, where the market went up 0% a year for 10 years. Mm-hmm. So you have to be able to understand how this works, and confidence that in this country, the best way to make money is through stocks and a well-balanced portfolio, and with some patience and some intelligent guidelines as to how to do it.
Mm-hmm. Because the law of gravity even exists in the stock market, it's not always going to stay there, right?
Well, that's the point. The point is that if you panic out, look, the worst crisis we had in this country financially was 2008, 2009. We almost lost the banking system in this country, and people panicked out of the stock market. Many people's retirements were ruined in the 40% decline in stocks in just a few months. But if you panicked out, you missed one of the biggest recoveries we've ever been through in the stock market as well. So it involves a little bit of discipline and self-confidence, and confidence that this trend that has been going on for 100 years will continue.
Well, Peter, I know you believe in this as well. This has been a tenet that I've held to, you know, most of my life. And when I first heard about it, the Pareto principle, that it's 20% that gives you 80% of the yield. And to your point, in this information age we live in, lots of information is, you know, it's good and bad. So the challenge is you got to discern what information you're going to hold to. You know, considering that 80-20 percentage there, what 20% do we need to be focusing on?
Well, that's a very good way to put it, Bill, and you, as you always do. Let me put it to you this way. The 20%, or however you want to call it, that you should concentrate on is very simply a certain set of rules and principles without getting deluged with information. For example, one of the bits of advice we give people is don't buy stocks. And they say, what are you talking about? You've been telling us the stock market is the way to invest. And I say, yes, it is. But not you buying stocks. Let the professionals buy stocks. Because if you decide you want to go and buy stocks yourself, you've got to answer this question. If you're only going to spend 30 or 40 minutes a day researching stocks, explain to me how you're going to do better than a professional who spends his entire day doing that.
Exactly.
So
right.
Pick index funds, pick mutual funds. We'll help you do that. And one thing, let me add, in our book is that it's not generalities. We tell you specifically what things to buy.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's important. And you know, I like what Tom Peters said years ago in Search for Excellence. He talked about sticking to your knitting, which is you got to do those things that you're good at. If you're good at making money and not necessarily good at investing, you need a better set of counselors to, you know, let them do what they're good at. If they're good at, taking your investment and increasing it, that's a good thing. And you've got a good team on your side, right?
Oh, you're absolutely right. And in the case of the 30-minute millionaire, we basically give people at all levels of the spectrum, including those starting out with just a few thousand dollars, how to get from here to there. It's very systematic and it's easy to follow. And don't spend too much time on it, because most of the extra time you spend will be counterproductive. It can be made simple, and that's what we put all our expertise into doing.
Yeah, you don't want to get in the area of the rule of diminishing returns, and you can do that with your time as well. I like the chapter especially on Buffett rules. Break that down for our audience, if you would.
Yeah, actually, that was one of Jeff's major chapters, and he did. My co-author Jeff Cox is actually the finance editor of CNBC. Jeff did that, and it basically involves looking at things simply, investing in the stuff that you understand. And one of our main features is to make sure that you understand what you're investing in, and I think we succeeded in doing that.
Absolutely. Well, in the short time we have here, and I'm trying to get to the nuts and bolts of, you know, the 30-minute millionaire. I mean, if you're new to investing, even if you've been around investing, this is a must-read book. I mean, the way you and Jeff have laid this out for us, Peter, it's brilliant. I mean, it gives you, you know, some practical understanding of what's going on, and even for those veterans, it probably reminds them of things that maybe they have forgotten along the way.
Bill, I much appreciate your comments, and I think they're right on the money. Indeed, as I said earlier, you know, we've all made mistakes. I've had plenty of my own, but I've been doing this for over 50 years, so hopefully this is a distillation of what to do and what not to do, and the key to it is simplicity. We overcomplicate things by getting deluged with all this massive information and stock tips and everything else. There is a simple way to do this. History is on your side, and that's what we try to focus on.
Well, this is a gift, Peter, what you and Jeff are giving to the public here, and I know that they will be blessed when they read it and they start employing the advice that is included here. It's for them to decide. I mean, we're free choice agents, but great ideas and 50 years of experience. Why not take advantage of that consult? And guess what? It's the price of the book that's available at all the usual places, right, Peter?
Absolutely. And Bill, thanks for having me on. You're a radio legend. It's a great thrill to be on with you.
Well, Peter, thank you so much. The 30-Minute Millionaire, The Smart Way to Achieving Financial Freedom, written by Peter Tanis and Jeff Cox. This is Bill Martinez, just about 29 minutes after the hour. Good to have you along with us. We've got more coming up. Stay with us.
This report is brought to you by Anheuser-Busch. With the arrival of spring, we've officially entered the start of prom and graduation season. This is an exciting and monumental time in a teen's life. It's also an ideal time for parents to talk to their teenagers about underage drinking so that they have a safe and memorable experience. This year, Anheuser-Busch has partnered with world-renowned comedy theater enterprise, The Second City, to create a series of short and relatable videos to encourage parents to talk with their teenagers about drinking and making responsible choices, specifically around prom and graduation season. According to the GFK Roper Youth Report, parents are the number one influence when it comes to their children's decisions on whether or not to drink alcohol underage. Katia Zastro, Vice President of Corporate Social Responsibility, Better World for Anheuser-Busch.
Our number one goal is to arm parents with educational information and content that helps fuel open and honest conversations with their children about underage drinking.
For parents who have questions on how to approach their teens or don't know where to start, visit FamilyTalkAboutDrinking.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.
Getting America back on track.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Wall. Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. As always, good to have you along with us. For more information on the show, on these 275-plus markets that you find us on, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. And if you want to drop me an email, it comes to me, directbill@BillMartinezLive.com. By the way, if you drop me an email, say, hey, Martinez, put me in the running for that that free movie, The Risen, okay? We're giving out DVD copies. The digital release just happened yesterday. And then let me see, on the 24th of May this month, they're going to be releasing the rest of the enchilada, the DVD and Blu-ray. But you get a chance to have it early. Just send me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com, and you'll be in the running. Hey, back with us is Rob Hilson, small business executive for Bank of America. We've got some interesting things to talk about here because Bank of America's Small Business Owner Report found only 1 in 3 small business owners are confident the national economy will improve over the next 12 months. So that really says a lot about the things that this country is dealing with. Rob Hilson, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Good to be back with you, Phil.
Well, small business owners, SBOs as we like to refer to them, are concerned clearly about the upcoming elections. I mean, when everything is a little uncertain, it makes small business owners a little skittish, doesn't it?
There's no question. I mean, if you look at any of the data points, whether it's around expectations around local or national economy, whether they expected to hire or not, grow their own business, the results were not nearly as optimistic as we've seen leading up to this survey. And clearly the election, the presidential election, is weighing on their minds.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, we just didn't go to a Starbucks and talk to a couple of businesses here. I mean, this is, you know, a survey of some 1,000 small business owners across the country. This iteration of the report explores the state of small businesses, including attitudes towards the overall economy, the growth expectations, and how the upcoming elections are impacting small business owners' future plans. And so, Rob, in terms of the report, it demonstrated a decreased confidence in the overall economy at a time when the exit polls are saying the economy, it's still the economy.
What's interesting is small business owners are acutely concerned as it relates to the upcoming election around health care costs. So as an example, 29% of those small business owners surveyed that provide health care saw at least a 20% increase in their costs over the last 12 months. So that's very high on their list of concerns, concerns about government effectiveness in Washington in particular, general economy, job growth, all of those things are weighing on their minds. It's not suggesting that they are going to be laying off. It's not suggesting that they're pessimistic. They're just what we're seeing is they're kind of taking a wait-and-see approach with respect to hiring or borrowing, et cetera.
Exactly. And, of course, these numbers that we're getting right now regarding health care, that's what we know today. We know tomorrow is another day. This has been a dynamic law that seems to keep changing on us. So you can't blame small business owners because, meanwhile, they've got payroll. They've got overhead to manage. And, the lifeblood of every business is their people and is their cash flow. So, they're keeping a tight eye on this. Were you surprised to have them say what they said about government effectiveness? They don't have a lot of confidence in government right now, do they?
Not surprised at all. Again, that's been an overriding theme since we've been doing the survey a couple of times a year going back to 2012. It's been the top or second biggest concern. Effectiveness, speaking to gridlock, it doesn't speak to a particular party or, in this case, a candidate, but it does express concerns about lack of effectiveness. What's interesting is maybe a surprise in this survey was hiring, what they look for has been a theme that we've asked about. And they said education level is not that big a deal. 3% said it was the number one issue or criteria that they would look at in hiring. And, in fact, 40% of them said college degree didn't matter at all.
Wow.
So I think in this kind of uncertain environment that we're in, they stick to their blocking and tackling, making sure they've got the best people working, highly satisfied, that translates into highly satisfied customers.
Well, you got to imagine, Rob, it's got to be frustrating for these businesses because what they see happening at the government level is antithetical the way they operate. And, some of this stuff is just basic common sense, and that's what is what we're hearing across the country right now. And small business owners are no different than every other household that for the last 8 years has been cutting back. They've been making do with less. And here we have a government that just says, hey, we need more.
I think that what they would love to see is really some wind at their back, some support from government, as opposed to thinking that there's a regulatory environment that is costly for them. I speak to many, and a consistent theme is that they don't have the money, especially in the smallest of small businesses, don't have the money to afford expertise on staff to help them navigate the regulatory environment that will keep them compliant. It's a big issue.
It's almost like if they don't belong to an association and somebody that can help them out at that level, like you say, it's an uphill battle for them. They're just kind of hunkering down, and hopefully they don't become a target along the way. And, Rob, I guess what you're saying to us, and this is what I'm hearing as well, is the government's not the best of partners.
They would love to see more wind at their back with respect to government support, no question.
Mm-hmm. Now, and you kind of alluded to this a moment ago in terms of this report, is that small business owners are saying, look, we're going to hunker down a little bit. We're going to be less bullish. We're not going to be as aggressive as we were. And as you say, it's a wait-and-see proposition. if the right person gets elected and there's a demonstration that there's some wind coming their way that's going to be behind them, then we look for some different decisions to come out of these small business owners, don't we?
It translates into a pause, if you will, in hiring and in borrowing. But what's interesting, Bill, and this is maybe a bright spot, while only 9% said they expected to take out a new loan in the next 12 months, we're not seeing that in our business at all. We continue to see strong demand for credit, and we're seeing balances grow nicely. So maybe a somewhat of a disconnect. I think you'll continue to see some owners being tentative leading up to the president election, but beyond that, I expect whatever the outcome, I think you'll see something that looks more normal.
Well, I think the other part of the good news here, too, Rob, is that they weren't talking about downsizing. They're talking about maintaining. You know, let's get through this period of time here. And they said that they wanted to keep their employee account about the same as they had in the last 12 months. I think that's good news.
Yeah, very small percentage said they were actually going to downsize. So you had 22% saying they're going to add, and then the vast majority said that they weren't going to hire or they were unsure about the near term.
Well, Rob, where can people go to get their hands on this information?
They can go to our website, so bankofamerica.com, click on the small business tab, and that will lead you to our survey.
Well, and Rob, we got about a minute left here, and I want to give you an opportunity to address something that we may not have, and that is, was there anything else that the 2016 Small Business Owner Report uncovered?
It was interesting because we have done in recent surveys a lot of we've had a lot of questions about different generations. So, you know, millennials, a lot about millennials and them being by far the most optimistic group. But when the broad population surveyed was asked who would you want to hire, it, by a wide margin, it was a preference for Gen Xers.
Well,
so while millennials would be more likely to hire millennials, when you look at the whole group, Gen Xers were the preferred choice.
Well, Rob Hilson has been with us. Rob, remind everybody one more time where they can go to get their hands on this information.
BankofAmerica.com, small business.
Rob Hilson has been a small business executive at Bank of America since November 2011. Rob leads a national organization that provides banking solutions to more than 3 million businesses. Rob, thank you so much for being with us.
Attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Ever wonder why the medical system prescribes ingredients used in killing small rodents to thin blood? I look at some people on this stuff and they're more bruised than a boxer in the 12th round of a 10-round fight. Careful with green vegetables. They must know best. Well, here at Bill Martinez Live, we support the structure function of blood with EFA Plus. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com Longevity or call 855-305-8326. That number again, 855-305-8326.
You've reached Bill Martinez Live.
Easy to work. Up antenna. Switch on. Press talk button. And you broadcast from room to room and even house to house.
For Spanish, press 2.
Porque todos cuentan en el formulario del censo, especialmente los niños. Así ayudas a que tengamos más cosas en nuestra comunidad, como centros de cuidado, escuelas y más.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane.
That's Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, the one and only Cape and all, able to leap tall buildings. I'm telling you, it is an absolute mess. Some days, you know, you just feel like you can, you just can't quite make it. But, hey, I thank you so much for putting up with me. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, America. It's Bill Martinez Live. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. And if you want to be in the running for that movie Risen, which was released yesterday on digital format, going to be released DVD and Blu-ray come May the 24th, but you can have it free. All you got to do is say, hey, Martinez, put me in the running. Send me an email, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. We'll hook you up and get you all ready to go. All right, if you are a fan of The Rough and Tumble and Teddy Roosevelt, the one, the only, you're in for a real treat here. We've got Mark Lee Gardner with us. His just released book, Rough Riders, Theodore Roosevelt, His Cowboy Regiment, and The Immortal Charge Up San Juan Hill. Mark, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
I'm very good. Thanks for having me.
Hey, thank you. I mean, what a great book. I love TR. And, you know, you did such a great job with this. And I know some people are saying, another Teddy Roosevelt book? Why?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, the thing is that I think that all the qualities that we kind of associate with Roosevelt, you really find with him in, you know, as leader of the Rough Riders. But the reason for this book is that I found letters and primary sources that haven't been available to other historians. So it really helps me kind of give a you are there telling of this momentous event in American history.
Well, here it is. I mean, hey, today he could fly into Cuba. You know, thank you very much, President Barack Obama. Back in those days, a little bit of different program here. You know, we had to drive the Spanish from Cuba, you know, you think Fidel and somebody would send us a thank you card for that?
Oh yeah. Well, you know, some of the Rough Riders were actually very upset with Fidel in the 1950s.
Yeah, I bet.
After all the work they had done in 1898.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, but as we know, things change, and a long time later,
sure.
Now we got, let's talk about this new information that you were able to discover, you know, for this new book, Rough Riders.
Yeah, well, you know, many, just like soldiers in wartime, you write letters home to your family and loved ones, and so the Rough Riders did that, many of them did, But the difference then from now is a proud parent or a sister or an aunt and uncle, they walked down to the local newspaper office and said, hey, I got this letter from my Rough Rider brother or Rough Rider son, and it was published in the local paper. So I found letters in every area these Rough Riders came from, so Arizona, New Mexico, Texas, because today we have this great thing called the Internet, and they've scanned millions of newspaper pages, and it's a very simple process to search these early newspapers and find these wonderful letters that were very descriptive about both Roosevelt and their experiences in Cuba.
Yeah, I think what's so cool about reading this book is there's no political correctness in it. Shame on you.
Yeah, I'll try to do better next time.
Yeah, well, that's okay. I mean, you know, but it's the 21st century. We got to move it up a little bit. But no, it's absolutely refreshing because there's no political correctness. It's just what it is. They were rough for a reason, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, it was 1898. It was a different time. You know, you certainly, you know, they call it presentism. You can't put your own morals and values on people from the 1890s. but I also think that they had many, many good qualities. I mean, Roosevelt was really an inspiring figure. His men loved him. One guy said he'd follow him to hell and back. And you know, I think it's an uplifting story myself. And also, you know, the aspect of the different, for instance, the Buffalo soldiers, the African-American soldiers that fought with the Rough Riders. I mean, when they're in Cuba, even though the army's segregated, those guys are sharing blankets. Yeah. They're fighting together. So I think those moments, to me, are really some of the most interesting.
Yeah, and they weren't fighting over bathrooms, ladies and gentlemen. I want you to know this, okay? I mean, this is about getting the job done, no political correctness. Teddy Roosevelt was a man's man, and when you consider, you know, his frail upbringing, and by frail, I mean he just dealt with a lot of illnesses and that sort of thing. And so, on the other side of this adversity, as a child growing up, you have this man's man.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I mean, he suffered asthma attacks that were truly terrifying. Mm-hmm. But he survived that. He built up his body with the encouragement of his father. You know, he took boxing lessons. He was a real supporter of, you know, this term called manliness, which people kind of laugh at now. But, you know, he thought people should experience the outdoors. They should be athletic. And most of all, he felt like if it was a just war, that every American should serve their country. And he was 39 years old, had a family, but he was first in line. He wanted to go and serve his country, and he did.
Well, the thing that is inspiring, in contrast with today, when TR went to war, it was about winning. I mean, there was an objective, it was clear, and this is why the men were excited to follow him, because, you know, as you anecdotally related with the one member who said, hey, I'd go to hell and back with him, because they trusted him, right?
They did. And, you know, you'll probably remember from the book, there were a couple occasions where the commanding general was thinking about retreating or falling back from San Juan Heights. Mm-hmm. And Roosevelt actually said, I'm not sure whether I'd obey that order or not. I mean, men died taking that hill. Mm-hmm. And it would be all for naught if they withdrew. Fortunately, the commanding general thought better and they did not withdraw. But that's, you're right. That's the kind of man he was. It's like, we took this hill and we're staying on this hill. We're not going to give it back to the Spaniards.
Well, and the thing is that people need to hold into perspective here. This was a volunteer army. I mean, for these men to follow, and this is before President Roosevelt, this is Teddy Roosevelt, but he was so passionate and such a great leader and could give them a vision that they said, hey, you know what? I'm with you. I'm all in.
Yeah, and the other thing that's surprising to me, you know, today compared to that time, there were literally tens of thousands of men who rushed to enlist and fight in that war. Now, of course, a big rallying cry was remember the Maine. The Maine had exploded in Havana Harbor, and 266 Americans lost their lives. But there were tens of thousands of men who rushed to enlist and to fight and to serve their country.
You know, when you think of Cuba today and what it's gone through, we mentioned, you know, Fidel Castro, the Castro brothers. And of course, we're trying to make nice. We're setting up a relationship with them again. Ships are starting to land there in Cuba, you know, for commerce and, you know, for vacations and that. what's been lost in translation? As you mentioned earlier, that back in the 50s, there were surviving Rough Riders that said, "Whoa, wait a minute here."
Yeah, well, I think the thing to remember, and that the Spanish-American War is one of our most forgotten wars anyway, but this war, it was not just about the Maine, but many at the time called it a war for humanity. Cubans were fighting for their independence from Spain. It was Cuba Libre. And there was much sympathy in the United States for these independence fighters. And in fact, there were Cubans in the United States lobbying the American government to enter the war, to intervene. And, I mentioned this in the book, but Owen Wister, who was a good friend of Roosevelt, he said, you know, if these atrocities against the Cubans had been happening, you know, thousands of miles away, it might not have been that big a deal, but this was just off our shore.
Yeah, 90 miles away, right?
We really couldn't ignore it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
so,
go ahead.
Anyway, I mean, this was a war to end these atrocities and to win independence for Cuba.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, we knew what happened out of there is that there wasn't enough spirit, you know, to really hold it together. And that's the problem, you know, I often find in reading history, Mark, is that you look back and again, it helps you appreciate just how exceptional. And I know there's some people and some academics that just cringe whenever you line up exceptional with America, but I don't know what else to call it when you think about what our founding fathers did. They put their treasure, they put their lives, their honor, their sacred honor, all on the line for what we enjoy today. And there's so many other countries who've tried to do the same, including Cuba, parts of it that just see us 90 miles away. I mean, they could see that shining light on the hill that Ronald Reagan talked about and saying, why them, why not us?
Yeah, well, and you know, I think it is forgotten that, you know, Roosevelt, the Rough Riders, and the rest of the Army, and, of course, the Americans in Washington, a lot of Americans died, you know, to bring this freedom to Cuba. And I think that's forgotten. Now, there are a few monuments in Cuba today on San Juan Hill, but we've had a very long relationship with that island. It's a fascinating place, and I hope my book will bring out, you know, our role in Cuba's history, and it's a very significant role at that.
Well, no question. It would be refreshing if academia picked it up because the kids are learning all about these other things, you know, the communist way of life and the oppression, and they make it, you know, they're turning those that did that into heroes, and they're forgetting a hero like T.R.
Yeah, and the thing is that he really was a hero, and I try to make that clear in my book. You know, he was recommended for the Medal of Honor by all his commanding officers. He was denied it at the time for political reasons, and he had upset the Secretary of War, and he finally did get it in 2001. But yeah, these guys, I mean, I really do consider them heroes, and you know, I consider Roosevelt the biggest hero of them all down there.
And the only president to be the recipient of the Medal of Honor, right?
That's correct. He's the only president to receive the Medal of Honor. He's also the only individual in history to receive both the Medal of Honor and the Nobel Peace Prize.
Wow, amazing. Well, Mark, thank you so much for the book. Remind everybody, we got about 15 seconds left where they can get their hands on it, because they will want to get their hands on Rough Riders.
Yeah, you can get it online or at your local store. I mean, there's HarperCollins.com, there's Amazon, Barnes & Noble, but, you know, it was just released, and I've seen it in bookstores myself already, so I know it's out there.
Well, and you'll see it featured on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Mark Lee Gardner on Bill Martinez. Thank you, Mark.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.